Bez Hashem, we're learning around Feres Yisrael, Perek Beis, issue number 10. And the topic, the introduction here, the title is Rak HaMitzvos Mashlimos HaOdom Michisoran HaTevo. That the mitzvahs, only the mitzvahs, Rak HaMitzvos, only the mitzvahs, this is from Rabbi Hartman's in the title, how he's titling the Perek here, that only the mitzvahs complete the person from that which the Teva is lacking, that which nature lacks. And I want to just outside, just give a little direction, overview of what we'll be, Mitzvah Shem, seeing tonight. First, we begin with a little chazara. The Maral himself is going to give a little review from what we discussed in the previous parak, because it ties into what we're discussing tonight, that the Hashlamas Adam, which means that a person becomes complete, is only through the mitzvah satayra. And to explain what that means for a minute is that, is like this. We as people, we always need hischachus. We discussed this in the past, I believe. We always need something new. That's how Hashem created us, with a desire for hischachus. And sometimes, this I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Eliyahu Yomar Shlita, who I learned Maral, he introduced me to Maral, of course, from his father-in-law as well, my Rishiva, Rana Shechter, Shlita. And a person has two ways. Either he can look for this Hashlama, this completion, to be filled in the physical sense of the world, which means he's getting the new item here, the new iPhone here, the new car there, whatever it might be. There's nothing wrong with getting a new phone if you need a new phone. There's nothing wrong getting a new car if you need a new car. But when the person is always getting the new items, the new this, new that, new suit, new tie, whatever it might be, because he's looking to fill a void, the void would only be filled, that emptiness would only be filled with spiritual acquisitions. Fine. So that's what it means, this topic. It's only the mitzvahs which will complete the person. That's going to be the topic of discussion here. And he's going to discuss a little more about Richus, a yisod which we discussed also in the past, which is that seven corresponds to Teva, which is nature, and eight is Lamailam Teva, above nature, and that's why the Bris Milo is going to be on the eighth day, is on the eighth day of Yom HaShmini, Molar Losu, but you gave a Bris on the eighth day, and he's going to have a conversation, the Maharal's going to bring a Medrash with Turnus Rufus Harasha with Rabbi Kiva. And Turnus Rufus is going to ask Rabbi Kiva that if what's greater, what Hashem made or what you made? Is it greater that Hashem made the heavens and the earth? Or you, people, you and Adam, that you do something, you do a mitzvah. Or you do a pu'ula, an action. So Turnus Rufus Harasha, his mindset, his question is based on the fact that he's going to say, of course, if something is made from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then of course that has a milah over Adam. Of course that's greater than a person. But if something is made by a person, so then it's chisarun, it's lacking. That's the shoyal, that's where he's coming from. And we're going to see how Rabbi Kiva answers up and how that is not the case. So let's begin over here, page Memches, for those following inside on Rabbi Hartman's edition. That was just an introduction for those joining now. And he says as follows. He's Baruch Perek Aleph. We already learned in Parak Aleph Ki HaPa'ulois HaLakiois Sheheim Mitzvah Satayra. The Pa'ulois. So the Pa'ulois HaLakiois Sheheim Mitzvah Satayra. We learned in the previous Parak Heim Ru'uyim La'odom L'fim Adregas Navsha HaLakiis Shivikirvoi. That the Mitzvah Satayra, since a person has a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzel Malakim inside of him, that is where the person finds his hashlama, his completion, his perfection, his yearning. The Hakula is Sa'elu, Hey Mashlama Sa'adam, Shebehem Yushlam. And these actions, the mitzvahs of the Torah, that's where a person can find his peace. That's where a person can find completeness. He feels accomplished. That's what I was looking for. He can feel accomplished when he does the mitzvahs. Now, there's a whole different world of a person. Let's use the mitzvah of the Dal Minim, for example. Sukkot time, person, he goes, he buys the Dal Minim, or someone bought the Dal Minim for him. It's the first day of Sukkot, he comes to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, makes the bracha, he shakes them. That's one way of doing the mitzvahs. Then there's a whole different world when a person learns the Mishnayos, he learns the Gemaras, he learns the Rishonim, he learns the Paiskim, he learns the Sugyas of these same Dalet Minim. And then he makes the Bracha on the Dalet Minim, and he shakes the Dalet Minim. It's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. From the first case, the person just, when I say just, he's still fulfilling Mitzvah D'oraisa on the first day of Sukkot. But in the David, there's no comparison. And that applies to every single mitzvah. That applies to every single mitzvah a person does when he learns the Sugyas HaTorah and the mitzvahs from the Gemara, Mishnah, Gemara, all the way down to the Poskim, everything between. And we explain this as the Maral. We will explain this. This barichus about the hashlama of the Adam is through the mitzvahs. Bezes noisin ha-Torah. Ubezeh perik yizbar derech klolois bekitzer sha'adam yitzir kapesh lavish baruchu mivchay ha-tachtoinim. So what's being discussed here? So it says the Maral, in this perik we'll discuss bekitzer in a short conversation, and the truth is this perik is pretty short, that the greatest creation, Sha'adam is Yitzir Kapoy Shalash Baruch Hu, he is the creation of Hashem, of Hashem's handiwork, if you will, and he is the Mivcha Tachtoinim. The greatest creation that Hashem created down here is Adam. But he's chaser, he's lacking. Achu hu yushlum al yidei maisa atzmoy. That a person is only going to be completed the Maisa Atzma. I'm going to read to the end of the paragraph and come back to this. And through the mitzvah Torah, a person comes to this hashlama, this perfection. Since the person has, he's imbued with this nefesh alakis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his completion, his perfection of perfecting himself, his accomplishments in life, is only through the mitzvahs HaTorah, and not through the physical accomplishments in this world. And we discussed in the previous parak how the success of a person's parnasa does not give him that intrinsic status of success in Yiddishkeit. Ava hashlamosli b'Torah mitzvahs shu ala teva. What does give that person this higher level maima, this greater accomplishment, a level of completion, of success? That's when he goes lemaila min teva, and he says, because if not, we're no different. He says later on in this paragraph, if not, we're no different than animals. Think about it for a second. Right now, we have a cup of seltzer in front of us. He had some little snacks in front of us. Animals eat also. If we don't do mitzvahs of the Torah, how are we different than the Adam? Than an animal, right? The animals eat. After they finish eating, the body relieves itself of the waste product. The other aspects of what a human being does is similar to that what an animal does. Animal has shelter. We're in the house right now. Animal drinks. I'm drinking. I'm taking a drink right now. It's only through the mitzvahs of Torah that elevate us over an animal. Let's go back for a minute, because this is a very important yisoid that he's going to discuss throughout this parak over here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically bedavka created us chaser, where it says number 6, 4 lines up on the right column from the bottom, that we are the greatest creation nivchat achtoinim down here. Now it could be we are the greatest creation in general, which we are, but he's not. He's discussing specifically down here, because of course you have the malachim up there. But the MS is that an Adam, as Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Avraham Shechaim, has certain aspects that he's even greater than the Malach. But let's not focus on the word Tachtoyim, now let's focus on the word Chaser. The person is created Chaser. He's created lacking. Let's take a look at number 6. Kidavka mifas roim madrigosoi. It's only because of the greatness of the person. Yitzir kapa shalakosh baruch mivcha tachtoyim, like we just explained, that it's the greatest creation of Hashem, lekach hu nivra Chaser. Sounds a little backwards at first. The kach hu nivra chaser. That's why, because Adam, mankind, is the greatest creation of Hashem, he was created chaser, lacking. So you think if he's the greatest, he should be created without anything lacking him, which is the question for Srufa Sarasha is going to say to Rabbi Akiva. He's going to say, if Hashem wanted a bris milah, so why did he create Adam with a bris milah? That's what he's going to ask. It's one of the questions he's going to ask. But he's saying no. Maharal's explaining, it's bedafka this that we're chaser, ki ilu nivra Adam b'shleimus kasha yotmi betanimoy, if a person would have been created complete with everything he needs when he comes out of his mother's stomach, mother's womb, in Cain, then the person would only be teva. But since his point is, since there's something for us to focus on and work on, why is there something for us to focus on and work on? Because we're chaser, we're lacking. And Hashem B'davka made us that way so we can focus on improvement. Okay, let's see now number 7, he says, Maisa Atzma, what does it mean that person is Yushlum Adi Maisa Atzma? What that means is Maisa Shel Atzma. His own actions is what fixes and corrects and fills the void in the person's neshama. Before we read the words of the Maharal, just popped into my head, I want to share with you Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok says, Rav Tzadok HaKohen Lublin, he says, many others, of course, say the same Yisoid. How do we know what we're here for in this world to work on? How do we, each person is brought to this world to work on something? It's very important, very important. What are we here for? So, he explains the Yisoid like this. In the Yetzihara, that's difficult for the person, that's what he's here to focus on. Sometimes a person, let's say he's very impatient. So let's say a person who gets angry, gets bekas very easily. Or let's say a person has a tendency to one aveira over another aveira. And for one person, that first aveira, arayas, is one person, that doesn't matter. Other people, it's mamish pulling them. Most of us, it does pull. That's the Gemara Bava Basra, for some chadal and base. Whatever people find is his greatest or her greatest nisyonos, challenges in life, that's what they know they have to work on and focus the most. It's a similar dover. Back inside the Maral, ki hoyu v'atachlis ishiyagiyah adam el ma'ilu el yoyna shilamaylo miyateva. The tachlis, the purpose, is that a person should work, yagiyah, and he should reach the point, he should work on himself to reach the point, ma'ilu el yoyna shuhu lemaylo miyateva, above nature, lekach behechuch, says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It has to be through me, through my avoda. I have to work on myself. You see, Tamar of the Chavetz Chaim, he bemoaned the fact, if only he had a brain like this tzaddik, and the midas like Rabbi Saul Salanter, and the koiches like that tzaddik, then he'd be able to mekadesh him shemayim and do great things. Chavetz Chaim said to him, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you with your koiches, with your strengths, and your chisreinus. Hashem created you exactly what you need to be successful here in this world, to mikadosh Hashem Shemayim. However tall you are, however whatever eye color you have and hair color you are, what it's all 100% perfect for you to fill the chisaron, the things that a person has to work on in this world. And no one else. And not because that person is smarter or that person has that talent. It's all your given talents from Hashem that a person is here to use to mikadosh Hashem Shemayim. The Dabar is the next paragraph, which we're discussing how the Torah is in the Madrega above everything else. And then he gets into the Mispar 7 and 8. The Dabar is the Mahur bin Mekoyim is Hagar Yishem Mitzvah HaToyro Heim Yoyisim the Madrega of Maimo bin HaTeva. As we discussed, he says many times that the number 7 is Teva, 7 days of the week, and 8 is Lamayim HaTeva. But Mizmor Tehillim Yutes Beis, as we discussed at the end of the Hakdama, Hashemayim is Sabin Kvayt Kel. The heavens, they speak about Hashem's glory. And we explained then that it's specific that David HaMelech wrote Pasuk Tayres Hashem Timimah Pasuk Ches, because Ches is 8. 8 is the Ma'ala on the Teva. Ad Saif HaMizmah, until the end of the parak, discussing the greatness of the Torah. V'yishmin T'chila HaMizmah Ad Tayres Hashem Timimah Shiva Psukim. You have 7 psukim from the beginning of the parak, discussing the greatness of Shemayim. Shemayim is Sab Gvoid Kel. Nature speaks about Hashem's glory. V'achakach Tayres Hashem Timimah, and afterwards Tayres Hashem Timimah. Nature, which of course is all Hashem, Hashem hides Himself through the nature. Nature was created throughout the 7 days of creation. However, the Torah is above, is on top of the nature. The Madrega Shminis, the next page, it's the Madrega Shminis, it's the eighth level. And that's why we have in Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes very, very large, the largest parak here, Ashrei Tamimi Dorech Aholchim Miteres Hashem. Fortunate are those who go in the ways of the Torah, because only through the Torah will a person complete his purpose here in this world. Shehusod ala Torah is established on the greatness of the Torah. Yesh b'shmoina alpha beisa is 8 aleph beis categories. Take a look, you'll see what you see. Aleph, ashrei, then it goes beis, pasuk tes is b'ma yizake, and then pasuk yodzayin, gemol al avdecha, goes all the way through until the Aleph Beis like this, Alpha Beis, goes to the Aleph Beis like this. You see, that's the Samach Ayin Pei, right? Goes all the way through, the Aleph Beis, discussing the greatness, but in every single one, it has a psukim. Every single chalik of the Aleph Beis, it has, we're over here, it has a psukim. 8. Shahatayra he madrego shminis. So he brought from Mizmor Yud Kuf Yud Tes, chapter 119, that goes through the whole entire Aleph Beis, and each Aleph, Apsokim, Beis, Apsokim, because it's referring to the greatness of the Torah. And it explained why it's Apsokim. She Ala Tevish never be Shiva. He made Bereshis because 8 is above nature, which is created on the 7 days of creation. The chayin called davar shu ala teva utikun mashachosa teva, and it's coming to fix, to correct, to fill the void, mashachosa hateva, that which teva is missing. Hu achar shiva, which is after 7, which is 8. Vezehu tam milu b'shmi, and that's the reason why the bris milah is on the 8th day. Ki ha'odu mitzad hateva is a person. It's the nature, the teva of the person, nivra al im orla. A person is created with a foreskin. with the Orlo. Vahu pechisus ha-teva, and it's the pechisus, the lowliness of the teva, of nature. As we know, that the Orlo, as the Gemara in the Dharma is referring to, is davar ma'us, is disgusting. The Orlo, the foreskin, is disgusting. It says over there, in the Dharma, number Aleph, number Beis, Ma'usa, we are in the number 21 in the bottom. Ma'usa hi ha'orlo nizganu ba'rishoyim. The orla is something which is disgusting. Ki kol ha'goyim ha'reilim. The goyim have the orla. Truth is, in this generation, even the goyim, they have a bris milah also. They have what they call a circumcision. They don't do an 8-day. They just do it right away in the hospital. They do it for health reasons. But Mu'usa hiya orla. The Hamila back on top, he tikkun ha-teva. The Milo is coming once again to fix and correct that which is teva is lacking. L'fichach tikkun hazeh ubiyam eshmini. That's why it's specifically on the 8th day. Because 8 is l'maylam na-teva. L'fichahu achar ha-teva, shenivlis, turn the page to page nun, v'shivas yimei bereishis. Now, through the mitzvahs, a person elevates himself above nature. Me'ata teido ki ha-mitzvahs she-Hashem ki ha-mitzvahs she-Hem ha-pa'ulois elokiyois. The mitzvahs which are godly, they're the actions of Hashem, ve-Hem ma'ise ha-odom, and now when a person connects and does the mitzvahs, yegiya behem ha-odom le-madriga she-alateva. Now, a person reaches this level which is above nature. Ve-roi she-yakach, and it's only appropriate that it should be like this. Why? Because this, that a person is a Baal Seichel, he has this gift of Seichel, of intellect, that's L'mayla min ha-teva, it's above nature. Shehri ha-teva hu koyach chomri bilvad. Teva is the physical. Teva is like the word cham, a donkey is a chamor. What does a donkey do? What's the job of the donkey? He carries a schlepper. He carries that which is a schlepper. He carries the physical. But the Adam, the Ilu HaAdam, who's sikhli, the man, is above this. He's seichelik. What is it? How does a person use his seichel? That's a Torah mitzvah. Dimyoimar ki koyach ha-teva poyel v'koyach shu min Hashem Yisbarach. Nemar gam ken ki ha-Adam shu sikhli poyel v'koyach ha-seichel shenosam loy Hashem Yisbarach. The mitzvahs are not tevadik. The mitzvahs are lemaylam teva. Yadam yegiya odom el mayla el yoina shehi lemaylam teva hu oylam hanivdom. That through the mitzvahs of the person that he does, that's how he elevates himself to the Olam HaNivdol. He separates himself from this physical world and he connects to a higher realm even while he's here in this physical world. Now we begin this Medrash Tanchuma and Parashat Tezria or Yishei, where Shal Tonus Rufus HaRosha. Tonus Rufus the Rosha, he asked, Eizem Maisim Noim. He asked Rabbi Akiva, what are greater, more beautiful actions? Is it Shalakosh Baruch Hu or Shalbasa V'Don? That which Hashem did and created, or that which a person does? So Rabbi Kiva says back, I'm only Shalbasa V'Don. In other words, Rabbi Kiva is not coming to say that what man does is nicer than what Hashem does. Rabbi Kiva is coming to say how Hashem created man, giving him the ability to be mashlim, to complete himself. And when a person does that, that's even greater than Shemayim V'aretz. So the Rosh says, Reisa Shemayim V'aretz, he says to Rabbi Kiva, have you ever seen the sky? Have you seen the clouds? You see this in the Rosh was makir, that there's something amazing about it. You ever seen the stars? You ever see the Aretz? Yachal Adam Lasas Kayetzben, can man duplicate Shemayim Va'aretz? Of course not. So how could you say that the Ma'is Adam is greater? Don't ask me a question where somebody says, L'mayla B'riyos. Of course I can't make clouds. I can't make Shemayim Va'aretz. Of course not. Now look what Rabbi Kiva says to him. But let's discuss that which is found amongst people. It's mitzuyim b'nei adam. So he asks him, why do you have a bris? I knew you're going to ask me such a question like this. That's why I Rabbi Kiva says, I preempted your question, that the actions of people are even nicer in a certain aspect than Hashem. So Rabbi Kiva goes along and he brings shibolim ugluskios. He brings stalks of grain. Then he brings, as well, he brings delicious cookies. He brings fresh, hot baked out of the oven. What's it called? Pastries. All the different great, delicious things. And he says to the Torah service, he says to them, which one would you rather eat? This raw, the raw grain, which comes from the ground, which Hashem gave us? Or would you rather have this delicious Danish? Right, so it's a no-brainer. So this is what Rabbi Kiva is asking. Now, what did Ma'ase Adam do? Ma'ase Adam, with his seichel, he created. He took the grain, he took the kernel, he crushed it, put the ingredients into it, and he made it delicious Danish, delicious cake, whatever, cookies, whatever it was. How's a stalk in hell? You can't just bite the stalk. I mean, you could bite the stalk, eat the stalk, and which one's better? So I want to answer the Rashi, Makash Bach, Ritz Mila. So he says, if Hashem wants a bris mila, lama ina yaitze havlad maho. So why doesn't the baby, why isn't he born with a bris? So Vice Dice, Turn Service of Russia wants to say, no. Mila is not necessary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make something which is missing, which is lacking. Which I may say is exactly what the Maharal is coming to say the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daka created us with the lacking intentionally so we can work on ourselves. So let's finish this parak, and then I want to share with you what the Sefer Chinuch has to say about the Bris Mila. No, not the parak, the paragraph rather. I'm a lawyer, Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says back to the Srufus, he says to him, you're asking if Hashem really wanted a Mila, so he would have created everybody with a Mila. He would have created every boy with a Bris Mila. So you see, Bris Mila is not necessary. It's not beneficial. So Rekiva says back to him, why is the baby born with the umbilical cord still attached to the mother? And it's connected to his navel. And the mother cuts it. Or the doctor, whoever. This that you ask, why is the baby not come out with the bris mila already? This is so extremely important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs, the tzarif ha'odom behem, to perfect a person. Lekach Omar David, that's what David said in Tehillim Yud Ches Lamed Aleph. The pasuk begins, Hakel Tomim Darkoi, Hashem's ways are Tomim, are pure. Imras Hashem Tzrufo, and the Gezeirois, Imras, the justice that comes out from Hashem is tsrufa, which means it's pure. There's no impurities there. Maginu l'chol achrisim boy. Hashem protects all those who yearn in Him. That's a pasuk Lamed Aleph in Perikud Ches. David Melech is telling us a very important yisoid achayim. The mitzvahs are here with sarif es abriyos to improve us, to perfect us. And that's the person who was able to take the mitzvahs and use them properly. As the Gemara tells us, that Torah can be sam chayim. Sam chayim is medicine for those who use it properly. But with sam moves, a person who is misgoeh, becomes arrogant with how much he knows, and he lets his arrogant out on other people. It's a sam moves, it's poison. The purpose of the mitzvahs is to refine the person and to improve the person, to make him a mensch, a better person. Obir Zeh, continues the Maral, on page Nun Aleph, on the left side, Ki Tanasubas Hoya Sovar, Tanasubas was of the opinion, Ki Maise Odom Chusim in Maise Ateva, that Maise Odom, that which a person does, is less, is pachus, is below, is less, than what nature has to offer us. In other words, if Hashem created nature, so then as God created it, so there's nothing else you need. So Hashem creates a person without a bris. You know what I said? I actually wanted to share with you the chinuch first. That's why I have it open right next to me, so I don't forget, and I almost forgot. So of course this is mitzvah beis in the sefer chinuch. We'll go to the Rishonim now, the earlier Rishonim from before the Maral. And he explains a different approach to the Maral is going to tell us. But he says like this, Mishorshi mitzvah zu. From the roots of this mitzvah, one of the reasons why Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Lefi shiratza Hashem yizbarach l'gvoya ba'am, asher hivdol yoyis nikrul al shemoy. Ois kavu begufam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael, a sign, begufim, in our bodies, on our bodies, lehavdilo mishar ha'amim mitzuras gufim, to separate us from the other nations in the actual guf. K'moy sheheim uvdolim mehem mitzuras nafshoisim, just like we are different than the rest of the world with our nefesh, with our soul, so too we should be different with our guf. So you'll say, but you'll ask me a question, but didn't I say earlier that they also have circumcisions, they also do that? They might do it today. First of all, it was not the common practice years ago at the time. That's number one. But we do it because they're mitzvah. They might do it for health reasons. But we're doing it because Hashem is mitzvah of us. And we're showing, this is our ois, our sign. Ois bris kodesh, that's what's said. Right? There's a sign of the bris kodesh. Asher might some move on a nenad mishava. We're not the same with the nations of the world. Vinigba hevdil, and this different sign is embedded in our skin, in our body. Mulvach yishba itashlam tsuras hagup. Besides, with the fact that there's a benefit to perfect the body, the physical body as well, as we had mentioned. Now the chinuch says Hashem created us with chisreinus, similar to the Maral says. And the fact in the bottom here brings this medrash that we just mentioned, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically created us chisor, lacking, and didn't create us with the milah. Lirmoiz Elov ki kasher tashlum tsuras gufay al yodoy kein biyodu lahashim tsuras nafshay behechshav kuloysav, and says the Sefer Achinuch, the reason why Hashem created us without the bris milah is the same way we complete and fix the body by doing the bris on the physical end. So too, it's within our control to lahashlum tsuras nafshay, to complete our neshama through our actions. The same way we are fixing our guf, so too we can fix our neshama. We can complete our neshama. How is that? That's the Torah mitzvahs. And where's the sign? You go to the end of the corner, there's a stop sign, there's a traffic light, tells you when to go, when not to go. so too, the mitzvahs of Torah tell us how to live one's life properly. The last part is similar to what the Maharal is saying as well. Okay, let's continue back in the Maharal. Well, Bir Zeh is explaining now the Medrash we just said from the Medrash Tanchuma. The Maisa Odom is less than nature. Because why? Because Hashem created nature. That's why you said the Mila is lower on the totem pole than the Orla, than the foreskin. Shehi Maisa Teva Shepalish Mizbarach Yula Mila Maisa Odom. Which is what? The Orla is from Hashem. The Mila is from Adam. So if it's coming from Hashem, it must be that the Orla is greater than the Mila. The Heshivla, Erekiva says back, Sheinu Davar Keach, Kach, it's incorrect. Your Savara is incorrect. Maisi Adam says Erekiva, the actions of man, Bima, Shupal Ha'adam, Shubal Seich, that which man does, and he's Val Seich. He's a creation with a brain that can think in a higher level. Yoyisim Madregim in a Teva is a higher level of Teva. Shukaya Chomri Bovad, as opposed to the physical animal. Chmoisha Hechiach Loim in Achitim, just like he proved him from the wheat. Imagine he gives somebody a bundle of wheat. Today, this generation, what's he going to do with it? He's not going to know the first thing what to do. I don't know, even you, I don't know, you know what to do with a bundle of wheat? Chmoy shaychiach loy menachitim shum paal ha-teva v'choser, and it's lacking at sheyushum al yidei odom hasichli, until a person can turn it into a glusko yofa. What's a glusko yofa? That nice Danish. Shemizet tire ki paal ha-seichel hu al ha-teva. Then you see that Hashem gave man the seichel to make the Gluska Yofa. If you take a look at number 36 on the bottom, I think it's appropriate over here, when he brings from the Siv HaAvoid and Perik Yitzayin, and he's discussing this Medrash, this concept still. V'ulai tisha, one might ask, why isn't that bread doesn't just come out straight from the ground? But every other animal, every other creation that needs its food, so they don't have to go like start crushing the grain and bake it and add the flour and the water and the eggs and this and that. They just go eat whatever they need. That's how Hashem created them. It's a good question. It brings the Medrash over there. The Heshi Rabbi Kiva La Rasha Sheina Davar Kach. Ki Ma'ase Ha'odom Mamashu Poy Elis Pu'ula Yisbala Seichel. This that he's using his Seichel the Kachu Yoyis Madrega Min HaTeva. Harei Lecho Ki HaDavar Hazeh Hu Lefi Ma'ilas Ha'odom Shu Sichli. The question was, why did Hashem just create the bread that comes out? You know, you want rye bread, you go to that field. You want white bread, you go to that field. You want the challah bread for Shabbos, it looks braided, which is not the way it was in the Mishkan, of course, right? So then you go to that field. Why not? So he's saying, because the mile of the Adam is that he's using his intellect. And it's not appropriate that the ma'aseh, that the main staple of a person, which is lo yalechem levada yichiyadim, but bread is the staple of a person. It's not appropriate, as he says here, lot says lifol al yidei teva, that should come out through nature, that should just grow from the ground. Shena teva b'madrega sichlis, because teva is a lower madrega than that of the adam. Lekach roi shiyeh yitzias davar. That's why the bread, which is the staple of man, should come out, that he has to create it, so to say, and bring it to that state of lechem, because he's using now the seichel. He's like elevating it. In fact, when a person makes a bracha on bread, the correct way to do it, as Mitzvah Shem will learn by the Mishnah Berurah here, when we get there, is to hold the bread with his 10 fingers. Because there are 10 different pa'ulos, 10 different actions that are required to make the bread. And he's like showing that this was created. Of course, Hashem gave him the seichel to bring this to fruition with his 10 different pa'ulos. The whole pa'ul seichel hu aliday teirech va'omol, and every intellectual action comes out. We're in the bottom, the last, the second to line on page Mumbai's by this point over here. Through work and exertion, kiloi nasa mi'atzmoi, didn't have by himself, k'may davar shu teva, shu nasa mi'atzmoi. That which is davar teva, that happens by itself. Let's summarize this nesiv ha'avoida, the morale of nesiv ha'avoida. He asked the question, so why doesn't bread just grow from the ground? So he's saying because it's chisus ha'adam. It lowers the greatness of man in this, that the staple of life should grow from the ground, and he's not using a seichel to produce it. That's why he's saying why Hashem didn't create specifically bread in an edible state right away. Because we are on a higher level. So therefore, use your seichel to bring it to fruition. We're on the top of page Nun Beis. V'hayisif oid l'shol, im kain, ein atinik yoytzi mol, acha shashim izborach chavetz b'milo. V'ein roitze klal b'orlo, ki adayin choshuv, af ki pol ha'odom hu yoyis b'milo, mashu pol ha'odom bal seichel, mikomokim ein loymer shepol ha'teva hu b'chisorin. So, Torah Surah of Rashi is saying that you can't say that which is the creation, that which is Hashem created, which is nature, is lacking. If he wanted the mila, and the foreskin is ra, is evil. So why wasn't the baby born with the bris? So this approach that Rekiva gave from the chitim is not going to be sufficient. Why? Even though this Danish Paul Bal Seichel Yoisin Nivchar, it's a greater thing you want to eat, right? Eat the Danish than the wheat, the raw wheat. Mikomokim gam hashibolim shehei ma'isa hateva toivim. The shibolim is talks of wheat that are ma'isa hateva, which are nature. They're also good. Paul Bal Seichel Yoisin Meshubach. But the Bal Seichel did, which Hashem gave Adam to use his Seichel, is even better. Don't say the actions of Teva are lacking something. This will all become clear in the next couple of paragraphs. Well, Zeheshiv, this is Rabbi Kiva responds, Ki bevadei pola Teva hu chasa gamkein. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, that's incorrect. It's incorrect on the surface. Don't forget your last name, Rasha. That the Teva was bedafka made by Hashem to be lacking. Just like the baby comes out with his umbilical cord attached. The baby can't live like that. It has to be separated. The mother has to cut it. So you see the proof that Rabbi Kiva is teaching and saying to return service to Russia is that Teva needs to be worked on. Teva needs Hashlama. It's not a kasha, this that the tina comes out with the orla. Ki ein pa'ala teva v'shleimus, because teva, nature, is by definition lacking perfect completion. Ki ulai, ki ilu hayo pa'ala teva v'shleimus, lo yhoyo b'mayisa teva shinoi. And this is an important line here, he says, because if nature was v'shleimus, There was nothing changing in Teva. Teva would never change. You wouldn't need to make from the shibolin to the guskois. By definition, that you're changing teva, you're taking the wheat and changing it into something else called the cookie, the cake, the Danish. You're saying there was something lacking, and that's exactly the whole point. And this is like a similar davar. You, Adam, mensch, you're here to accomplish. You're here to change what you are. Now, if you take a look in the introduction to the Smag, I believe it's a Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, one of the Rishonim, Mani HaMitzvos, he brings this site down, that man is here to work on himself. People sometimes they say, oh, well, what do you want? That's how it's created with a temper. So just get used to it. Right? Their attitudes like this. That the Sefer Chinuch is the Sefer Mrs. Golo is saying, the Snag is saying, that a person who has a teva of getting angry, whatever his teva is, his teva meaning his nature that he was given by Hashem, if he just takes that attitude, well, that's my teva. So he's saying that, well, that's the attitude of an adam, of an animal rather. That's the animals were here. That's what they are. What they are, as we'll see in the coming prakim, a behema is ba ma. That what you see is what it is. There's nothing more to the animal than what you see. What it is to an adam is much more. So he says further. That which something is complete, is no shleimus, there's no shimla, there's nothing to be changed. You don't have to change it. By the way, the Torah HaKdoisha, as we say in Ani Mamin, is the Torah HaKdoisha from beginning to end, will never be mishana. It's always the same. Because it's complete and perfect. Aval ein bo hashlama beprat el ha'odam asichli. The Medrash Oid, another Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas in Parshas Shmini Ois Tes. Kol Ma'aseh Sheishes Yimei Bereishis Tzricha Asiyah Acheres. Every action of Ma'aseh Bereishis or Sheishes Yimei Bereishis needs something else to be done with it. You go in Chitim Tzrichim Litchoin. The wheat, you have to grind it. The chardol, the mustard, you have to sweeten it. The tormos, the type of vegetable, you have to sweeten it as well. Ad kan. The chozeh b'mneki ein po'al ha-teva ba'al ha-shloma ba'atzmai el ha-odom. The nature itself is not finished. It's not a complete form. She yesh bay ha-seichel ha-shu al ha-teva, but the odom itself has a seichel which is above the teva. Where did we explain that the Adam is a Seichel which is above the Teva? That's what he spoke about, that the number 8 is above 7. That the Torah itself is 8. And he spoke about that numerous times. V'zel madregas ha-Teva k'mo shemarnu. Lefichoch, therefore, kol ha-she nivro b'sheishis mebreishis ein ha-shlom b'boi ala Adam. Whatever was created in 6 days of creation, by definition, it's not complete. It's not a question. The child's born out of bris mila. Next page. It's not a question that the person was created without the bris. No, because the person was created to perfect the person. He's lacking. He's missing. Very important point to be worthy to be underlined. If a person was created b'shleimus kasha yotzim b'bet nimoy when he comes out of his mother, im kain hayahadam tivi bilvad. So the person is this nature; he's just teva, and that's not what a person is. A person is not teva; a person is seichel. He explains in the bottom 45, he says, a person was created without anything lacking. Then it would have shown that a person is equal to Teva. He's not above Teva. And the whole concept we're discussing here, we're banging the point again and again, is that Adam is Seichel, is Shmoina, is Teres Hashem Temima, is Pasuk Ches, is Lamailo from seven from nature. Lekach back on top. Nasim loy hamila. That's why he's the mitzvah b'smila. Shehi hashlamosoi. That completes the person. B'yom hashmini. B'dafka on the eighth day. Kikol hashlamos adam ala teva. Kikol hashlamos adam ala teva. The perfection of man is of going to be above nature. Let's say the person's nature, they get angry. Okay, we have to work on ourselves. When we work on ourselves, so now we are al hateva. But if we just say, okay, that's who I am. I'm a slob. Just get used to it. No, that's not who you are. That's saying I'm an animal. If a person says, I was created with certain tendencies, and that's who I am, so a person is saying, basically, I am an animal. An animal is Bama, is Behema, that's what he is. And Adam is by definition, he's a Baal Seichel. So if he's a Baal Seichel, use his Seichel, work on himself. Now he discusses the greatness of the Bris Milah, which is corresponds to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Don't ask. Maybe there's in that which Hashem created. There's daifi, du pe. Like there's two things here going on. Ain't zekach. That's not true. Rak hakol hu bechachma. In other words, are we saying that Hashem created that which is not perfect, and we're saying that Hashem created that which is intended to work on itself to become perfect. And Hashem gave the Adam the tools to use that Seichel through the Torah HaKadosha to become perfect. I just want to share with you a quick Maisa. Right before we finish the parak here. Short parak. Maisa was that the Talmidim of Rav Chatzkel, Mashkiach of Panovich, and before that Demir, so they brought him a lamp. They took the lamp out of the box. They put the instructions on the side. You don't really have to read the instructions how to put together the lamp. Put in the light bulb, put in the cover, plugged it in, and they say he's dancing. They say Chatzkel's dancing. So the little one like, it's just a lamp. You know, what are you getting so excited about? So they asked, of course, the Rebbe, Amdeinu Rabbeinu, like, what's going on? Why are you dancing? He says, don't you see? You pulled out the instructions. If a simple thing like a lamp comes with instructions, and sometimes you wonder, like, why the instructions? And you get something like, take off the rubber before you put it, the plug into to the outlet, right? The little plastic rubber that comes with on the cord. He said, Rav Chatzkel, if the little simple thing like the lamp comes with instructions, Allah has kam v'kama. You can begin to understand when Hashem created the world, will He give put us here in this world that instructions? And what's the instructions? Torah HaKadosha is instructions to the world. Torah means instructions. The Torah means instructions. He says, this is a simim neshemayim that the Torah, this is a simim that the Torah is neshemayim. The instruction booklet that you pulled out from the box is a sign, is a proof the Torah coming from Hashem. That's why he was dancing. Who saw an instruction booklet like that? Now we get in seven different languages, right? Whoever saw an instruction booklet that we take out, we put aside, and we figure out ourselves, there's a simon that Torah is from the Shemayim. But that's what he's telling us over here. And that's specifically the reason why an Adam, why man was created with the lacking, but with a seichel, to fix, to fulfill his tafkid here in this world. Like a kol hu b'chochma l'fi asher, roi lo oilo ma'asher yesh boi havaye v'hefsid, asher enoi b'ahla shlomo v'prat, ela odom ha'sichli, sh'asichli hu ala tevo, l'kach ela odom ein ha'tevo v'ahla shlomo. A person tries to focus on this world to complete himself in Olam HaTeva, it's not going to work. Because the Adam is a Baal Seichel. It's like I used the marshal last time. If you take a USB cord and you're going to put it in your wall that has three prongs, it just doesn't work. It doesn't get anywhere. asks somebody to plug in the USB cord. So he takes it, he sees an outlet, and he goes and puts it in the wall. I know in this generation they make the USB and the outlets also. In this example, it doesn't have it there. If the person focuses in the Olam HaTeva, he focuses on his physical world to become Adam HaShalem, the complete person, it's not going to work. Because he was given a gift. The Torah Doish is his gift. To focus on the Seichel HaAdam, to be Mashlim, the person, that which is lacking. Hashem specifically created us with that which is lacking in order for us to focus that we need to work on ourselves. Let's finish the paragraph with this last paragraph. The mitzvahs are mitzarfoi sa'odom me'ateva. The mitzvahs complete the person from nature. V'oid heishiv lo'i, Rabbi Kiv responded, afki bevadai, ein ze kasha. It's not a question what you're asking. Mash ein yoitzi atinik mol. This is that the child doesn't come out with the bris. Mikomokim bezula ze, ein davar ze roi l'sheila. What does this mean? Number 51, he says, ein kan mokim l'sheila. Madu ein atinik noilad mol. There's no question. It's not a question why the child's not born with the bris. Ki mitzad. Ki ha mitzvah she tziva Hashem izbarach levnei adam. Because the mitzvah that Hashem commanded us, like you said earlier, the mitzvah is here to purify the person, to take the impurities out of the person. Because in regards to Hashem is barach, mitzvah Paul Hashem is barach ein milo. Vezel mitzvah habriya. That comes from the creation. Hashem is barach barach hakol la yidei hateva. Lafi hateva roi ha'orla. According to the teva, the orla should be there. Rak shenasam Hashem is barach hamilo la adam. It's just that Hashem gave milo to the person. She had siruf la adam and she yet built a tivi. To the point that the person will be above the teva. And that's what we're banging again and again. The person who, after he finishes listening to these words of the morale, he should realize to himself, feel to himself, how great he is. He is not bound to teva. He is lemaila min teva. Shekasher oisa mitzvah hu tziruf el odo min teva. When a person does a mitzvah, he's purifying himself. Vezeu asher chofez Hashem izbarach b'milah. That's why Hashem wanted the milah. If he was created without the need for the bris, circumcised, he would be lacking this ability to mitzaref him. Yes, there are certain tzaddikim that are born maul, which is not for now. What is tziruf? Tziruf is to complete the person, is to refine the person. That's something that's just she'en ha'tivi. That's not nature. She'at tziruf hu ha'itzo min ha'teva. Tziruf, when the person does the mitzvahs, he's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the spiritual realm. And it's the ma'ilam ha'teva. Zeh tziruf k'mo yish yizbar. V'chein kol ha'mitzvahs. We conclude with this. Sh'nosan Hashem yizbarach in tziruf adam. It improves the person. It takes a person out of the physical realm of nature. That's what we said earlier. If a person wouldn't have the mitzvahs, he'd be like an animal. Animals eat, we're eating. Animals sleep, we sleep. Animals do this, we do that. All the physical things that animals do, they relieve themselves, we relieve themselves. But the difference is by us. Everything that we do is connected to a bracha, to a mitzvah, to a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a spiritual higher level. Ki mitzad ha-teva nechshav v'niru ha-odom ki behema shitivis. Teva, and Adam looks the same. You know, this is why, perhaps, you have people who think, I know I'm going to say a statement that sounds ridiculous, but you have people that think a human being and a dog are the same importance. But if they don't have any mitzvahs, and they view themselves as an animal, so then they're an animal like everybody else. You hear that? They're the same as the dog. That's where that krum, the ridiculous mindset comes from. But they're the same as the whale, the tree. Now it's not just every single human being that's roi for these mitzvahs, but it's specifically Klal Yisrael that Hashem chose, Hashem bachar b'hem, Hashem yizbarach.